It is Europe's G8 members, notably France and Germany, who will face the scrutiny of fellow leaders at Camp David. New French President François Hollande arrived in Berlin under stormy skies Tuesday, with the continent seemingly sinking further into economic crisis. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the G8 meeting was timely.
Together with industrialized nations, and the G8 is exactly the right framework, we must work harder than ever to get rid of the high debt levels. This will be the foundation for stable and sustainable growth.
Shrinking economies across southern Europe have prompted calls for a change of focus from austerity to growth. To add to its economic meltdown, Greece is facing a political crisis. Elections failed to produce a majority for any one party or coalition, so the country goes back to the polls in a month. G8 leaders outside Europe will have a simple message for the Eurozone, says Stephanie Rickard of the London School of Economics.
I think they're going to say, hey, Eurozone leaders, you need to solve this problem. I think they're going to say, this is not a US issue, this is not a Canadian issue, this is really a European issue, and Europe needs to clean house.
EU leaders have looked to China's booming economy for help in pulling the Eurozone out of its debt mire. But Beijing won't come to the rescue, says Professor Steve Tsang of the China Policy Institute at Nottingham University.
The Chinese are affected by it too, but the Chinese government has absolutely no intention to bail out the Eurozone. From their perspective, there's no reason why the hard-working Chinese should put their very hard-earned cash to bail out the very wealthy and in some ways lazy Europeans.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is not attending the meeting. Moscow says he has domestic affairs to deal with, but he is sending his prime minister. One new face at the G8, French President François Hollande, faces a baptism of fire on the world stage. En route to Berlin, his presidential plane was hit by lightning, forcing it to turn back. Mr. Hollande will hope for better omens on his second major foreign trip in just the first week of his presidency. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.